to welcome the Talmidim from L.A. with the Rebbe, Rebbe Grama, who come every year around this time. Last year was also Kisisa, and it's a big cover to have the Talmidim here from L.A. together with the Talmidim from Yeshiva Yitzchak Kochanan here. And we hope maybe one day we'll see you here in the near future. Okay. What I'd like to talk about today in the Chumash here is the significance of the carne or of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that in the end of the Parsha, it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu goes down from Har Sinai, there's a shine, karen or panav. The flesh of his face gave out a shine. And then people were afraid, and it goes into the whole discussion of what happened. As Rashi said, karen loshen karnayim, or mavhi gubolet kimin karen. There was the light rays were projecting off Moshe Rabbeinu like horns. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim and Chazal where exactly did these carne or come from? What's the significance of the carne or? So I'd like to show you various perushim on this inyan. The Ramban, on page 3 in his Sefer Emunah Bitachon, the Ramban wrote a Sefer. It's not as well known as some of the other Sfarim that he wrote on Inyanei Emunah Bitachon. Explains on the third arrow, L'chein karen or p'nei Moshe sh'nispad nisnabe mitoch aspaklaria ha-mi'ira v'u nikra yom. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Yevamos, had a much clearer nevuah than everyone else. Everyone else's nevuah was not as clear, and it had to be interpreted by the Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah was clear, pristine nevuah. And the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu had that nevuah of the clarity, so it projected itself in the physical world in the fact that there was a shine coming from him, which represented the clarity of his nevuah. Okay. The famous Chazal that is quoted on this topic is found in the Medrash Tanchuma. It begins on page 4, it ends on page 5. Well, we're not going to have time to read the whole thing, but take a look in the second arrow on page 5. So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel Omar, Ad Shemosha Kosei Vesatora Nishtayer Bekulmus Kima Veviro Al Rosho Umimenu Nasulu Karnei Hahod. That when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah, so after he finished writing the Sefer Torah, there was a little bit of ink left in the quill. There was a little bit of ink left in the quill, and he rubbed it on his face, and from that emerged the carne or. That emerged the shine that emanated from his face. And we have to understand what are we supposed to learn from that? What is that? What's the significance of the that there was some yol left in his quill, and something extra ink in the pen? And that extra ink he rubbed on his face, and from that had the carne or. So let's look at some of the mefarshim on this topic. There is a famous shot that's brought down in various sfarim, and it's based on the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, where we know in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, the Aleph is small, Right, there's a small aleph by Yikra. That first aleph in the Yikra is small. The Balaturim on page 6 says, Aleph the Vayikra is the Ira, Shemosha Hayagodol Ba'anov, Lorotza Luchpov Elov Vayikra. In other words, what's the difference between Vayikra and Vayikra? Vayikra means God calls to you, means God has an interest in speaking to you. It was premeditated. God knows who you are. He's calling out to you. That's Vayikra. Vayikar means you just bumped into somebody. Not with premeditated, you just happened to bump into somebody. So obviously, if the king, the king of the world, is calling you on the phone, that shows more hashivas to you than if you just happen to bump into somebody. If he's premeditating, is calling you, so that shows a hashivas. So Moshe Rabbeinu was chashiv enough that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to him, Vayikra. But Moshe Rabbeinu, as an Anav, didn't want to write that in the Torah as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to him. He wanted it to look as if it happened, so to speak, by chance, and not that he was so chashiv. So he wanted to write Vayikar, like it happened chance by Mikra, like by Bilam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him by Yikra. So he had to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He couldn't change what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to him to write by Yikra. But he was uncomfortable. So the compromise, so to speak, was to write what? A small aleph, says the Balatur. The Moshe Yagodol V'onav L'Rotz L'Chtot Elo V'Yikar L'Oshan Mikra Yiu Lo Dibra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Imo Elo V'Chalom Shedem Ha'Bibilam, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar. But Hashem said, no, Vayikra, write the Aleph. I'm calling to you, premeditated, I'm machshiv you. Shuv Amar L'Moshe Machmas Rov Hanova Shelo Yichtavena Elak Tana Yosef Mishar Alpin Shabbatora V'Koskov V'Tana. So Moshe Rabbeinu, on one hand, he felt uncomfortable. He didn't want to look like a Balgaiva, that the Kiviyokol, he's saying that the president, Kiviyokol Lahavdil, the president of the United States, called me up. He called me up. So he doesn't just call anybody. He calls you up. That shows that you must be something special. So the Melech Malchayim Lochim is calling you up. That must be something special. But Moshe didn't want to flaunt that. So he really didn't want to write Vayikra. He just wanted to write Vayikar. But Hashem says, no, Vayikra. So the Shara was Moshe would write in a small aleph. So that's the famous Pshat in the Balaturim. So in the Sefer Yisurei Torah, and others have this as well, in the bottom of page 7, Vayikra, Moshe aleph v'ira, Moshe l'rotsu l'chtov elo v'yikra, k'dev sherema v'vilam, etc. Page 8. From the top. The Bira v'zev v'medrish pli, yaminayin zocha, and based on this Balaturim, so many explain the Medrash Tanhuma that we just saw, that Midayin Zocha Moshe, where did Moshe Rabbeinu get the shine, the Karne Hod, Shin Shayalo Ma'ad Yobikul Muso, the Hevira Al Rosha. Chum Yitachin Shin Nidnul Moshe Diobili Chesron, El Aperi Shem Migodol Ad Benusonuso, Shalashamit Kola Diob Lichtov Aleph Rabozi, Kosov Aleph Zir, Nishalo Ma'ad Diob Mizeh Zocha Karne Hor. In other words, what's the idea? He explains here that there was extra dyo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew exactly how much ink it took to write a Sefer Torah. So he gave him the quill to write the Sefer Torah. He knew exactly how much it would be. The answer is, because by the Aleph of Vayikra, which was supposed to be a regular Aleph, and Moshe wrote it small, so that was the extra ink. That was where the extra ink was. The extra ink was from that, not writing the big Aleph, writing the small Aleph. And that represented Moshe's humility. As Moshe knew who he was. It's not like Moshe didn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to him. He knew who he was. But there's a difference between knowing who you are and trying to flaunt who you are to everybody. So it was important that you should have self-confidence to know who you are. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew who he was, but he didn't want it to be flaunted as if to say the big headlines. You know, King calls me up. You know, he didn't want that. So that extra dyo was Mishtayer in his pen, and that gave him the Karnilon. But the answer is that a person who's an Anav and doesn't flaunt it, so he has a true life emanating from him. It's only Israel that we weren't looking, who don't look for covet. They have a certain majesty to them, a certain shine, a certain aura coming out. And that's the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu had the Karnei Or, that it was Mishtayer from what? From the Kulmus, from the pen, meaning from the fact that he didn't write the big Aleph. That's one shot. The Sefer Chanukas HaTorah on page 9. Chanukas HaTorah is a classic Chumash Sefer written by the Rebbe of Heschel, who is the Rav, the Rebbe of the Shach, right, the great Nefarish of Shulchan Aruch on Yerodea, Moshe Mishpat, the Sifte Kohen, the Shach. So his Rebbe wrote the Sefer Chanukas HaTorah, which is a classic Sefer on Chumash. So he also says a pshat here. The Medrash Behechan Zochel Moshe L'Karmi Hod, Moshe L'Shtar B'Kulmus Yishal Hakshos Hecha Dasov Altam Lomar Yitzal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shenishtar Yid Yob B'Kulmus. How could it be that if Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Moshe the pen to write the Torah? The same question. If you will yodam yitzila kamid yo yaspik v'tzifas ha-Torah kula ha-chalachi yosem me'aferach u'dor ha-tema. Well, kosher b'divrei ha-medrash t'hikshem hechan zachem m'tarit al-yidei yo ha-chushi ha-ya me'ezes chus bolozo. Yesh l'far, so he says like this. Al-fi ma'disa, top column, second column on the top. Ma'disa b'medrash in the Zohar b'shar sh'omar Moshe mecheyin ha-mitzifracha. Right, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu asks that Hashem should forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel, and he says, if not, you know, erase me from your book. You know, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to put the blame on me. Don't destroy the Jewish people for their sin of the HaEgel. You know, take me out. I'll be the one to be sacrificed for the honor of Klal Yisrael. Mecheni no misifracha. So we know that it's brought down that Moshe Rabbeinu said that I'm willing to be the one to be erased from Chumash. So even though obviously we know Moshe Rabbeinu's name wasn't erased from Chumash, but one parsha in the Torah, since Moshe Rabbeinu was born, is one parsha in the Torah that doesn't have Moshe's name, and that's Parshas Tetzaveh, and that is a kiyum. In other words, since Moshe Rabbeinu said Mecheni no misifracha, so even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't do it in the literal sense, but he did a miktsas kiyum of that idea of his name not being mentioned. So therefore, he has been also HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea achriso adov meishu yivya betok kum of yol tzruch sivit kol haTorah. Kula aksha omar Moshe mecheni no cholol of osho v'unisgar shmo v'parshas tzadah. It was really Moshe's name should have been written. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Dio, that was because originally his name was going to be written even in Parshas Tetzaveh. The reason why he had the extra Dio was because of the Mecheni no Misifracha. That Moshe says, erase my name from the Sefer, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his name, okay, your name won't be in Parshas Tetzaveh, and hence the extra Dio. So the idea is that Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to sacrifice. In other words, a true leader has to sacrifice for the good of the tzibur, for the good of the people. He's a true leader. He says, you know, I'm going to take the responsibility for the sin. Maybe it was something I did wrong. You know, the Moshe came late, and that's whatever it is that caused the Chet HaEgel. And I'm going to take the responsibility. In other words, I'm not going to put the blame on the people. I'll take the responsibility. So erase my name. So the name was erased, meaning it wasn't put in Parshas Tetzaveh, and hence Moshe Rabbeinu has the extra Joe in the pen. He has the extra Joe in the pen, and therefore he gets a shine from that. Because a similar idea, it shows his anivus, but this has an added knach that it shows that he's willing to sacrifice himself for the tzibur, and that's why he gets the glow. That's why he's the glow means that he's something special. Something special that is from Moshe Rabbeinu.
fall.
The next mahalik that I'd like to show you about the dough is in the Hakdama of the Siach Yitzchak. It's brought down in the Sefer to Moshe Shaul Rav. The guy in this mocker of the Siach Yitzchak is a classic sefer on Makkos and Chagiga, etc. So he writes here, he says, in other words, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave the Torah, so he gave the Torah Shebichtav, right? And that's Chumash that we have today, the Torah Shebichtav. The Torah Shebichtav is defined words, Reishis, Bara, Elohim, etc. Then there's the Torah Shebal Peh. And the Torah Shebal Peh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the rule book. What's the rule book of the Torah Shebal Peh? What? Is the Yud Gimel Midos Shantorah addresses to him. Because Baruch Hu says that there are Yud Gimel Midos, there are 13 principles, right? If you come to Shul on time, you can get to say them. The 13 principles of Darshaning and Kal B'Chomer and Gzeir Shava, right? All these things that you can. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that koach to the Chachmei HaMesorah, the Chazal. You know, not just from any person off the street, but the Chachmei HaMesorah, starting with Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, etc., could learn halachas from the Pesukim, based on these certain things that were given the Torah Shebal Peh, were stated at Sinai. But certain things, it all comes from Har Sinai, but certain things were explicit, and certain things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Midas HaTorah, the Drashas Bahem, and the Chachmei Hador, the Chachmei HaTanoim, the Chachmei HaGemara, were able to darshan halachas from the Torah. So, for example, the famous Gemara in Menachos. Take a look on page 12. Famous Gemara in Menachos. On page 12, Amar Yudah Amarav, B'Shasha Ola Moshe L'Morom. When Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shamayim, Motzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyoshev V'Kosher K'sorim La'Osios. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting on the crown. You know, like certain letters have the Tagim, Shatnez Gates, right? The Shin, the Ayin, the Tes, Nun, right? Those have those little three crowns. You know, three prongs that come up from the letter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making crowns on the osios. Amal lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam mimakev yadcha amar lo odom echad yesh osid lios b'sof kama doros v'akiva ben Yosef shmo she'osid lidrosh al kol kot v'kot kilim shel halach. He says that there's going to be a Jew, his name is Akiva ben Yosef, that's Rabbi Akiva, who's going to be able to what? To derive halachas from the crowns. He's going to be able to darshan the crown, why the crown is here and not here, and learn out halachas from that. We have no idea how that works. But Rabbi Akiva had this ability. In other words, so Hashem gave Moshe a preview of what's going on with Rabbi Akiva. And he put it, you know, as Rabbi Akiva, he showed him that Rabbi Akiva is darshaning. And Moshe Rabbeinu sat in the back. The Lohia Yodea Mahin Omri. For him, this was all a chiddush. Tashish Koko, so he was a little, felt, you know, hey, all this new halachas and things I don't know anything about. So Rabbi Akiva, in the middle of the shir, said, how do you know this? And he said, halacha Moshe Mitzina, so Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. But Moshe Rabbeinu, here, Rabbi Akiva is darshaning new halachas from the Tagim, that he had the ability to do so. So says the Siach Yitzchak, back on page 12. Page 11. The first arrow, page 11 on the right. V'chein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosan lanu parosov lo givosham kol matzpunov mitzvosu prater rak b'seiser. Uman yishtadel ha'odim ba'atmo lachtor v'lovol mokor advarim. So as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, the part of the Torah is explicit. The part of the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that man not have it written out 100%. So this way you have to discuss it, and you have to ask the chavrusa and think about it, and the chachamim darshan halachas. It's not written 100% clear. That's what Torah Shabbat is. Torah Shabbat is one big discussion between the chachamim and a raya and a kasha and a teretz and back and forth. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. He doesn't want it to be that everything is written out and you just memorize facts. He wants it that to be part written out, but part open to full of discussion and question and answer and back and forth, and then you keep the darshan in this. So says the Siach Yitzchak, that's the pshat in the Medrash. What's the extra ink? The extra ink, though, was we had a pshat that the extra ink is from the Aleph of Vayikra. We had the pshat that the extra ink is from the missing word of Moshe Rabbeinu and Parshas Ketavim. And both shows Moshe's anova and caring for the people. He's going to say a different side. The extra ink represents the input and the originality that Chachmei Hador are able to have above and beyond what's written in the Perush and the Chumash, their own chidushim, their own insights. In other words, everyone has their own Chelek in Torah and their own insights that's not written down in the Torah. That's why everyone has a little bit of ink left in the quill for your own chidushim, for your own insight, for your own pshat in Rashi, for your own pshat in the Rashba, for Rabbi Akiva's own pshat in the Tagim. And that's what it's referred to. And he writes here on page 11, Zepi Rashi Gamhel Midrash, he sees on the bottom, Moshe Karnei Hod. He says, Iker Malas Ha'odim Sheishtal Ba'atzmo Limtzo Me'atzmo Matzpune HaTorah. Vashatamir Asi L'Kadesh. And then he says, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard everything in Har Sinai, he also was Mechadesh, different Chidushim. And that's what he says. Zeh Asher, fourth line, Lo Shoma B'Yikadosh Baruch Hu Hainu Mimoser Hadyo. So his Moser Hadyo is the thing that you didn't hear exactly from the Ribono Shel Olam. But based on what he said, this should follow. In other words, the expansion of Torah Shebaal Peh, based on the Yud Gimel Midos, based on the Mesorah that we have already, to understand it deeper, that's the what? That's the Moser Hadyo. And it's interesting, who's the one who's able to do the most of that? Rabbi Akiva. What's the pshat? Rabbi Akiva was able to be mechadesh even things that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't aware of. Even things that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't aware of. Because what's the pshat? So I'll tell you an unbelievable vort in Parshas Kisavo on page 14. And this, the Shechas is said over in the Megala Mukos, that we found the Rav Tzaddik says a similar thing. It says, Hager asher pikir b'cha yala alecha mala mala, v'ata seyrig mata mata. The Toshet said the ger is going to be on top of you and you're going to be below. Says Rav Tzaddik in the Megala Mukos, you know what it's referring to? Hager asher b'kir b'cha. The ger. See, the ger is the ultimate person, the convert, who's striving to understand. The ultimate striver is the ger, right? He's coming, he's striving. You know what? He has the yala alecha mala mala, means he's going to have the ability to darshan the thing that's on top of the letter. The tagim mala mala. Because he sees more than just what's in the word. Atat seyred mata mata. You You're not the gear. You're not on that level of a gear. You'll understand the word. The word is on the bottom. The tag is on. The crown is on top. Hagir sher b'kir b'chayala alecha malo malo. Vata seyred mata mata. Because, in other words, whatever effort you put in, you're going to understand more. And that Rav Tzadok has here over here. Take a look on page 13. Hagir asher b'kir b'chayala, second arrow. Yala alecha malo malo vata seyred. Ki Mishnah Torah, he says, oh, yeah, third line, third arrow. Zad ger shebikar yarla alecha malam malam merames al nishmas Rabbi Akiva. Ya ben ger nishmato hayem nishmatim ki yadom nitzva me imke haklipa. Or yadom nisvar shorsh karach torsh abal peh. Ki yadom she yadorish kisre osios. That he can darshan the top. That he can see more than what's in the letter. He can see what's above. Because he strives the most. And that's the yoshin ishtayah. That means that we're not Moshe Rabbeinu, we're not Rabbi Akiva, but every individual has a chelek in understanding Torah. In other words, everyone has, that's why you learn with a chavrusa, because when you learn the Gemara, you can see it a little bit differently than your chavrusa, and he'll see it a little bit differently than you discuss it, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that the Torah should just be like a textbook. A textbook, it's all written, nothing else. You just have to memorize facts. That's what a textbook is. It's written, it's a law book, textbook, written, it's all there, nothing for your input. Torah is not like that. Torah is a live process. Yeah, a lot is written. But a lot is that we should discuss it with our Rebbeim and ask the Kasha, and we should get a terrace and back and forth, and we should rethink it and have a whole lively discussion, because the Torah is Torah's Chayim, and that's the Yoshin Ishtayim. That's the extra yoke. Everyone has his own unique thing, own unique part of Torah that he's going to write. That's not written. That he's on his understanding. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it just to be all written out in front of you. He wanted to have that the Torah should be up to interpretation within the limits of Chazal, obviously. It's not that anyone can go and interpret anything he wants. Has to be LP Hamasorah. And this is the Yerushalmi. Take a look at the Gevaldik Yerushalmi on page 15, Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. And Rabbi Akiva was the ultimate striver. Hager asher yala bekir b'cha mala mala. He can what? Darshan the Tagim. Atasei red mata mata. Says Yerushalmi mala mala. Says the Yerushalmi, unbelievable Yerushalmi on page 15. Amar Rav Yanai, ilu nitna ha-Torah chatukha lo haisa regel the regular amida, says the Pnei Moshe. Even nitna Torah chatuchah b'sach halacha b'lo netiyas das l'kan l'kan lo haisa la regular amida lo yakimim la'olam. The Torah she'idreshes pa'l l'kan u'l'kan. If the Torah was just given cut and dry, there's only one way, cut and dry. This is it. One thing, one, you know, it's a loop, like a FOMO. So cut and dry. No svarish, lakan or lakan, nothing to think about. He says it wouldn't have any kiyim. Lo yakiyim lo olam. The part of the Torah is it's not nitna chatucha. It's written, but it's up to chachmei hador to discuss it and mefalpel in it and have a live process of the chachamim and the talmidim of every generation being alive. Of course, you have to have a Rebbe to start your work. And you can't just make up your own things without any sources. But the Torah shouldn't be something that's just memorization of facts. And there's an unbelievable point that the Gemara in Sukkah has. Take a look in the Gemara in Sukkah on page 17. We're going to read the whole Gemara now. So I'm going to just show you one line in the Gemara Sukkah. Okay, it's the end of the bracket. It's a thing of statement about Rabbi Elezer. El b'nei, the first word of the line is lo, at the end of the bracket. El b'nei shelo omar davar shelo shama mipi rabo. That Rabbi Elezer never said something over in Shir that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. Lo omar davar shelo shama mipi rabo. Oh. Then the question that's asked, take a look on page 18 in the Ovos de Rav Nosson. Ovos de Rav Nosson is the expansion of Pirkei Ovos. On page 18, please take a look. Amru also hayom Nosson Einav, Rabbi Yochanan Manzaki Bar Lezer. Amru Psach V'Dorash. Rabbi Yochanan Manzaki asked Rabbi Lezer to say a drasha. Amru Le'eni Yochel, Liptoach, I can't. Dochach Alazi pushed him that he should speak. Dachua Talmidim, that we want you to speak. We're telling Rabbi Lezer, we want you to speak. Pasach V'Dorash B'Dvarim Shalosh Shamosim Ozen Me'olam. That Rav Lezer gave a drasha, things that no one ever heard in his life. Dvarim shalom shamosam ozen me'olam. So the kasha that everyone asks is a stira. On one hand, the Gemara Sukkah says that Rav Lezer doesn't say anything that he didn't hear from his Rebbe. And here it says, he said dvarim shalom shamosam ozen me'olam. So the Teretz has given, if you want to see it inside, the Sefer Shari Ora, that's the son-in-law of Rav Shach Zatzal. So he explains, the word is like this. Avada, Rav Lezer, if he wouldn't have had a Rebbe, he would not know anything. But he worked harder on the shir than everyone else. So he went over it and thought about it. So he understood things that no one else understood from the shir. So of course, everything he said was based on what he heard. But he went deeper. He had a deeper understanding. So when he got up to speak, he said things that no one else heard. What do you mean? Everything he said was from his Rebbe. Yeah, but he was the one who strived harder. He was like the Rabbi Akiva. He could see things of greater understanding that other people couldn't see. And that's the extra joke. That's the extra joke. The things that you don't, other people don't see, but you work harder to understand it more, and you will soar it on a deeper level because you put in more effort. Moshe Rabbeinu has the extra joy because he's going to see things that people are the Rabbi Akiva. He's the Ger. He's going to see Mala Mala. He's going to see the Pagim that no one else could see. And just to tie this in, so now we have three Rabbosai interpretations, and there are more, but for today's shiur, three interpretations of what is the extra, what is the karnei or, all based on the Medrash Tanchuma. There are other pshatim what the karnei or is. We saw the Ramban's pshat, the Svachlar Yavira, but the Medrash Tanchuma says the karnei or were from the extra ink in his pen, the extra ink. Where did that come from? Either the Aleph of Vayikra, either from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want his name to be that he's being called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he wanted to memaite himself, he didn't want to flaunt his greatness, or the fact that he's Moshe Nefesh, he says, punish me, I'm at fault, don't punish Klal Yisrael for their sin, I was the one at fault, so erase me from the book and save Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim that, not to write Moshe Rabbeinu's apartment, it's Tzaveh, his name, and that's the extra ink. And then the third thing, as the Siach Yitzchak says, is the extra chidushim that Moshe Rabbeinu had that was not dictated to him, that he was able to understand, and that's what Torah Shabbal Peh is about. It's that alive process. The Torah is not chatucha, that's only one thing. It's like we always try to understand whatever Indian we do, to understand what's the svara, this svara, the opposite svara, back and forth, what does the Rambam say, what does the Ramban say? It's a live thing, it's not a cut and dry one thing. Il mola nigna Torah chatuka, says Yerushalmi, ein regal amida. It wouldn't have a kiyum. And just to conclude, in this parsha, this week is what? This parsha is Torah. Parsha is Chukas. And Chukas is the paradigm example. Those Chukas at Torah, that the Parah Aduma is called the Chok, which means that we don't have full understanding. We don't have full understanding. Right, and that's why the Goyim can make fun of us, Rashi says. But it's interesting that another Medrash Tanchuma, on page 22, just to conclude. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina Omar, b'shosh ola Moshe l'morom. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the Shamayim, shama kol shal kodesh baruch hu yoshev v'osek v'parshas parah adumah. That Moshe
sees God in Shamayim. What is God doing? He's learning Pashas Parah Aduma. And what is he saying? Halacha B'Shem Omra. And he's quoting what people on this earth are saying. He's saying over, Eliezer B'ni Omer, my son Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, Egla Bashnosa, Upara Bashtayim. Right, the question of how old does the parah have to be a parah aduma. If it's only 1 year, that's not called a parah. That's just an egla. Parah has to be 2 years old. Amar Moshe Alefan, Ribon Shalom, Yonim Nachtachton Shalchahim, Vata Omer Halacha, Bishmo Shal Bosa V'Dom. He says, I don't understand. You, God, you have to quote man? It's like Hashem is saying, Rashi says this, Rabbi Natan says, you're Ribon Shalom. You don't have to quote Rashi, Rabbi Natan. You don't have to quote Rabbi Lezer. You're God. Amar Lo Tzadik Echad Asid Lamod Balomi, Vasid Lefetoch Par Paradum Tchila. But Lezer Omer Eglo Bashnosa Par Bashnasayim. He says, no, there's tzaddikim in this world who are going to, even though it's not a thing that we understand, are going to work on Parah Aduma to understand the halachas. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribon Shalom, he rotzon she'eh mechalacha. I hope that somebody from my offspring is one of these people who's going to, Amar l'chayecheshu mechalsecha, zovsiv she'em echad Eliezer. She'em also amyuchad Eliezer. But that name, Eliezer, from Moshe Rabbeinu's son, is the namesake of Rabbi Eliezer. So it's Yinochanami, it's your Yosei Chalosim who HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quoting in the Shemayim. Because the idea is that Parah Aduma, to tie it in what we said, is the idea that the Chok, we don't totally understand it, but nonetheless we still try to Mefalta understand whatever we can. And in Shemayim, when HaKadosh Moshe Rabbeinu goes to the Shemayim, what is God doing? He could have been doing a million things. He's quoting over things that Rabbi Eliezer said on Parshas Parah Aduma, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatest joy, is even though Torah is vast, we can't totally understand anything. I mean, the wisdom of God is beyond, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the most happiness. So we on this earth are trying as best as we can to understand Torah, and to discuss it, and to be mechadesh, and based on what we hear from our Rebbeim, but to understand it even greater. Rav Lezer, well, Amar Dover Shal Lo Shama B'Pi Rabo, but on the other hand, he's saying things Shal Shama Ozen Me'olam. And that's, and Rabosai, everyone here has a little bio in his pen. Everyone has an added thing that he could understand. Like the Vilna Gaon, Rav Chaim Volozhin says on the Vilna Gaon, Chidushi Torah doesn't have to mean you make up something new. If you have a new understanding, you understand it even clearer, that's Chidushi Torah. You understand something clearer, that's Chidushi Torah. So when you learn something, you have to discuss it with your friend, with your Rebbe, with your Chavrusa, it becomes clearer, that's the Dio. That's your extra Dio in your pen. And everyone, and Bez Hashem, if you learn with the proper humility and the proper effort goes into your learning, that everyone on a certain level will be zocher for karnei hod, and that will transform the person. Will transform the person, that the person will be a different person. Shine will emanate from him, and that's the rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the ultimate nachas that somebody could give HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world.
That is, it's at the high end.